successes and failures as a team. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social-emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about teamwork. I work with others positively to reach our goals. And today, we're talking about how our team succeeds or fails and how our actions actually play a role in that, right? So some things that might cause the team to fail, right? I'd rather start with the negative and end on the positive side of things. Things that might cause the team to fail would be being selfish and doing only the things that you want to do without thinking about what the other team members need. So let's take throwing a party at our house, okay? We talked about how one of our teams might be our family. So picture you've got mom and dad and you and your sibling. And mom and dad are working to prepare the food for a party. And your sibling and you are supposed to be cleaning up your toys in the toy room, in the living room, wherever you keep your toys. And your sibling decides to be selfish and takes their favorite toy and disappears up into their room to be able to play with that favorite toy, leaving you to clean up the whole mess. Now, is it going to take twice as long for you to do that? Yes. Are you going to be mad at your sibling for having done that? Absolutely. And is there the possibility that it's not going to be done by the time the party starts? Well, it depends. Do you have a half an hour to clean up the mess, or do you actually have 4 hours to clean up the mess, right? So selfishness can cause the team to fail. And if you take a moment and think about what would happen if that person did it, you might have a different viewpoint to make sure that you don't do it yourself later on. Ignoring each other is another way for a team to fail, right? I talked about last week about how good teams are going to be being active listeners with each other. They're going to not just share, but they're also going to hear what the other person's saying. And that doesn't mean that you hear it so that you can respond to it. That means that you hear it so that you can understand it, right? But a team that's going to fail is a team that's, again, they're being selfish. They're ignoring the suggestions from the other team members, and they're going to go it their own way. They're going to take care of it themselves because they know best, and they're going to ignore everybody else and what they're sharing. And then there's some other things that might cause a team to fail, like too many bosses, too many people being bossy, or people that just don't do their fair share and are lazy team members, right? But knowing what we know about teamwork and knowing that those are the things that might cause it to fail, we can then put in place ways for our team to be successful, like being positive, having positive conversations. How can we solve this? Being very, very clear about roles and responsibilities. And if need be, creating a chart, creating a graph, creating a list. This is your jobs. This is your jobs. We all got it. Great. We used to do that with our kids when they were younger, when we would be getting ready for a party or something like that. I would have a post-it note with all of one kid's roles and post-it note with all of one kid's roles so that they all were working together as part of the team. And so it was very clear, positive communication. Taking a minute and listening to each other's ideas. Actually listening to their viewpoint instead of listening to respond, which they might have some good ideas. They might have ideas for making it better or more efficient or quicker or coming to the solution in a more thoughtful way. So taking a minute and actually listening can help your team be successful. And making sure that we're fair and we're kind. So again, last month we talked about having a positive attitude. All of those positive attitude things helps your team be successful. Are you thinking of others? Are you listening to them? Are you fair and kind? Are you working together? Have you had positive, clear communication. All of those things will help your team be successful. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.